Thank you, Lord, for we fear not the darkness. Even it threatens us that our flame will be put up, but Lord, no. Thank you, Lord, for the living word inside us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for we are worshipping you in spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for we are your children.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord, you have given us a house and we can call it the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We can call that we are the family of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for gathering all of us. We were all scattered, O Lord, but we are all gathered in your name.
Amen.
The only way, O Lord, we can identify each other, it is because of our faith, the name, the love that you have put in all of us, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the new season that you behind in our lives, the season of harvest, the season of witnessing to the souls,
Amen.
The season of reaping the fruit to glorify the name of the Lord, to be fruitful in his field. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are part of a ministry which is part of your reconciliation, the redemption of the saints, the souls, as you are the builder and maker of the city where we all will dwell, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the grace and mercy that we are all able to stand here as your children. Thank you, Lord, for the truth that separated us from the darkness. The truth that separated us from the world. The word that revealed to all of us with your Holy Ghost that we are yours and we are the part of the word. Thank you, Lord. We are here for that reason. To glorify your name, to praise you, to worship you with everything that we have got. With all that we have got on the altar. To declare the faith that you have given to us and to surrender ourselves, O Lord, to tell you that we belong to you, Lord.
Amen.
We bless your holy name. May you guide us, teach us, and wash us, and bless us, O Lord, to stand firm in your word.
Amen.
As we are about to face the consequences of all the filthiness, of all the evil things that was done on this earth, as the seventh church age, the bride getting ready to meet the groom. Lord, may you bless us not to drift away from the way of holiness,
Amen.
But just to look at your face, to be drawn closer to thee, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for today. And may you take the highest seat in the midst of us, our
Amen.
High priest,
Amen.
Our master, our Lord, our
Amen.
Teacher, our Savior, our life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us.
Amen.
We surrender everything into thy mighty hands. Because we are all inside your mighty hand, and there is no one can snatch us away from your mighty hand. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all, dear brethren. Shalom. You may be all seated. I want to thank the Lord for my dear brother Joel. We have one more Zoel now. He's my good friend. I thank the Lord for our fellowship all these years. He is working in the university. He knows almost every one of us because of our Friday fellowship. So I thank the Lord for bringing him here to have fellowship with us. And we thank the Lord for Brother Karthi for his healing and strength that he is here. We thank the Lord that we are all here because the Lord decided to do so. So we bless the Lord for all the beautiful fruits that we were able to eat from the ministry of prophetic revelation all these years. And the word of the Lord will never return to him in vain, because it will do the work, and that work takes time, and that time is called grace.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for his grace.
Amen.
The enemy, the flesh, would always tell us, no, you are not worthy. You are not fruitful. You are not ready. No one is ready to meet the Lord. Only the Lord can say, my child, now you are ready. Because he is the only one who can measure our faith. He is the only one who can see through the deep intentions of our heart. So I was blessed when we were listening to the sermon on Friday, when Brother Nice was teaching, we are perfect in Christ. But we are not perfect without Him. We are perfect in the word of the Lord, but we are not perfect without the word of the Lord. But that perfection, it is a process known only to Him. But the Lord tells us, do you have the blessed assurance that I, the one who began the journey in you, that I would finish it? And if we have the blessed assurance, that will result in an utmost confidence. The confidence which you can even call such blindfold confidence, you can believe without seeing anything. And Jesus said, blessed is the man who believeth without even seeing.
Amen.
But the Lord said, you can see because you can walk by faith. So He tells us, see by the faith which is given to you.
Amen.
And that's exactly why the Lord allowed us to be part of a family of God, because He wants us to travel as a group. I was praying on the calling of Moses when the Lord called him, revealed him to him. But Moses asked the Lord for a promise. If your presence leads me, then I will go. If not, no, I'm not going. Abraham said the same thing. When the Lord promised them, I am with you, I will never leave you, I will always guide you. So Moses' life is complete. Because the Lord gave a promise to Moses, you receive me. My presence is with you, and I will never leave you, never forsake you. Then why Moses had to go through 40 years of wilderness? It's not about Moses. It's not about the burning bush. It's all about the children of God. The ministry of God is always focusing on His children, His seeds, His souls. That's exactly why the Lord decided to trigger the spark that is keep on burning the forest of this world. First church age. Second church age, third, four, five, six. Now we are standing in the seventh church age. My family is someone who witnessed tsunami. I do not know how many have seen it for real. First wave came and cleaned. There was a time, few minutes gap. Then again second wave came and cleaned. Then third wave. It's not like one single wave that destroyed the city. There was a gap between the waves. The way the Lord allows His anger, allows His grace, allows His mercy. It is a beautiful inspiration. The wrath of God testifies the love of God.
Amen.
Without the wrath of God, He cannot separate the holy from evil. And that is where the wrath of God stands tall and stands firm.
Amen.
The Bible says, light consumes darkness. So in a dark room, if we lit a candle, although the 98% of whom might look dark, but the candle will look bright because the darkness cannot take over the light. And for that reason, the light is glorified in the darkness. If there is no darkness, how would you see the beautiful light of the candle and how far that light can spread? Flame, burning fire, wildfire, everything has a radius, right? How strong it burns, the light can reach thus far. The Lord has called all of us and He told us, I remembered you, I know you, even before you were born. And we were all in His mind, even before He laid the foundations of this world.
Amen.
So that spark, that little light that is being taken over by the world and the flesh, and that is what the enemy is doing by confounding people, by making them as vessels of adversity, by persecuting the saints of God, things are going in a rapid manner as we see. As we can see, the nations are gathering. Literally, they are gathering. You could see every day the news is not something, oh, today is not important. 2 months before, this news was very famous, trending, but now over time it is subsided. No. In a subtle manner, the aggregation, the gathering of the enemies of the Lord is happening in a rapid, fast manner. Every single day when you see the news, you could see people are being confounded to the extent that they are forming teams against the children of God. So we could see very clearly what the Lord told us, watch and pray, and He will reveal us the time and season, only those who are called and who are chosen to glorify His name.
Amen.
So the time is near. Amen?
Amen.
So He is coming and nobody is stopping Him. There is only one thing that can stop Him, and that is His grace. He will wait until the very last soul enters into His camp. When He sees it,
At the same time, the sin of this world will be filled to the extent that it deserves and calls for the wrath of God to be revealed from heaven. It will happen at the same time. So the Lord is preparing us. The Lord has sown seeds deep in our hearts. Now the Lord says, I am going to make those seeds to hit the ground that is stopping us and to break it so the leaf will come out.
Amen.
Then He will feed us in His word, and then our fruit will be seen by the souls who are wandering in darkness.
Amen.
When the apostles started their ministry after the Holy Ghost gave them the utterance, the Bible says souls were added to them daily because they were working daily. When Jesus said to the disciples, if anyone wants to follow me, deny yourself, carry your cross daily, then follow me. Because the Lord looks at our life one day at a time. What happened in the past, it becomes the past history. If at all today we are all standing in righteousness, holding on to the word of the Lord, able to praise Him, worship Him in spirit, it's because He decided that He wants to show His mercy to you, to me, to all of us.
Amen.
Today. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Whatever happens in the past, if we can enter into His rest, then we can say everything worked together for my good, because I love God not by myself. He taught me how to love Him, and He proved me that I am called according to His purpose.
Amen.
There is no one in the world can say that this purpose is the reason that we are born. Because the Bible says God is come to prove us.
Amen.
The only one who can prove us that we are the children of God, it is God Himself. But He also tells us, do not be shaken in your faith. And that's exactly what the promise that we have in the Bible. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. If we believe it, we believe it. If we don't, we don't. That's it. The Bible says we are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. We are sealed. What is sealed by God cannot be broken by anyone. But the one that is inside the seal can say, I deny you, and the Lord would say, so be it. Why? Life cannot contain death. Light cannot live with darkness.
Amen.
So the Lord says, you are the only one who created in the image and likeness of God, as the Lord beautifully explained the state of our mind. The Lord says, you have the power. Now, the wrath of God that we are meditating is not just to learn from the anger of the Lord, but to see the love of God. The main essence is always the love of God.
Amen.
Then why the Lord wants us to learn from His anger? His anger shows what is the extent that He would go to defend His children. His anger shows what are all the things that He would perform to preserve His children. And what He may send to separate His children from things that are trying to destroy them. Without the righteous anger of the Lord, who will protect us? Who will destroy the dead? But the Lord called all of us, if you know everything, but if you do not know my love, you know nothing. Every single thing that we learn from the word of the Lord, the Lord is teaching us to see through, to see His love.
Amen.
Even in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was because God told them, I am with my son, Lot. Even when He destroyed the whole earth, God told the whole earth, I am with my son Noah and his family. Everything He did in the Bible, all His anger, all His wrath, it was all about His children. Because why He should defend Himself? He is who He is. The Lord said, I am that I am. The wrath of God do not have to defend the Almighty from anything, because there is none beside Him. He is the only God, the only Savior.
Amen.
When Lucifer thought, the established thought of pride in his heart, Because of the wrath of God, he fell from heaven. Amen? The Lord did not show grace and mercy to him. But the wrath of God excluded the iniquity from the presence of God. Separation is done by the wrath of God.
Amen.
So the Lord says, my children, you are standing on the other side where is life, where is love, peace on the promised land. But what separates you from everything else is a fire, a wall of fire.
Amen.
On one side it gives us light. When it is cold, we receive the warm feeling. On the other side, it burns everything else.
Amen.
So that's why we are studying how the Lord can bless us to see His pure love for us even when He's angry at us.
Amen.
Last Sunday, we finished the sermon with a question. Partakers of what? We can gather together to eat the food. Amen? In the Bible, when we read the apostles, they break the bread. They went to home to home. And the servants of God in the old times, in the Old Testament, they prepared the unleavened bread. They shared the food. Only the family members, friends, who love each other, will sit together and share the food. That is the spiritual way of understanding the marriage of the Lamb, the supper, and the Last Supper, and how the Lord called those who are seated on the table as partakers. Amen? The very first verse of Psalm says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of ungodly.
Amen.
The Lord says, there is no seat for you in that table. You are here. Because you are blessed is the man. So do not walk there, but rather be seated in the table where he is serving. So partakers of what? Because wine looks in red color. True. But the Bible teaches about different types of wine and how the Lord deals with those who decided to be the partakers of those wine. In the last Sunday sermon, the sermon we finished with a question. Partakers of what? Hebrews chapter 3 tells us we are the partakers of Christ. Amen? Let's go there. Let's start from there. Hebrews chapter 3. We will read from verse 1. Then as the Lord leads, we will go to the other chapters. May the Lord guide us. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. In one single verse, it tells the brethren who are called by the Lord who is holy are called holy brethren.
Amen.
The Bible talks about holy faith in one chapter. Holy faith. You see, even an evil man can be faithful to his evil superior. True? He can say, I was evil, you are evil, you saved me, I saved you, I am faithful to you. But what does it mean? That faith is not holy faith. The Bible says, holy brethren are those brethren who are holding on to the holy faith, blessed by the Holy Ghost in their lives.
Amen.
And that faith can only be revealed by the Spirit of the Lord. Do not forget, faith is the fruit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, it says, partakers of the heavenly calling. So the Lord said, many are called, few are chosen. There is a heavenly calling.
Amen.
And the Bible says, we are partaking the calling. And what is the calling? It says, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. The first apostle, as we read in the Bible, how the Lord has different names concerning the way He served.
Amen.
The purpose of bringing us unto the eternal glory.
Amen.
He healed, He washed the feet, He sacrificed His life, He interceded for all of us in prayers, He judged us to life and death. He is all in all.
Amen.
So that there is no flesh in this world can glory. If a servant of God says, I only serve the Lord. The Lord says, I myself serve you. There is no way we can escape from the prison of Christ, because that prison is sealed by the agape love in His word.
Amen.
God, do not give us a chance to say some excuses that, you know, it's not fair. My brethren, let's all remember this. Whenever our heart says, when we have suffered, it's not fair, rebuke it in Jesus' name, because it's not good for us. If the Lord comes and tells us, what is not fair to you, can you explain to me? We can't answer. What we did to tell the world it is not fair? Nothing.
Amen.
Salvation is a gift. We did not earn it.
Amen.
The Lord will decide what is fair and what is not fair. Amen. What is good and what is bad. What is right and what is wrong. But the Bible says whatever He does, it is for good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was blessed. 3 days before, I was supposed to go to an island for an important project for the Singapore government. On that night, we slept late because of some fellowship and meeting with overseas ministers. I woke up in the morning and Joshua was coughing blood. So, Sister Anita and myself, we thought, okay, let's do not panic and we pray, and in the evening she can go to the hospital to see whether it is okay. Then I just started driving to the terminal where I need to catch my boat. And the whole team was waiting for me, because without me they cannot perform the test, because I have to sign. I'm in charge of the whole platform. So they said, until you come, they can't board the boat. So I told them, I'm so sorry for the delay, I'm on the way, just give me 5 minutes, please hold the boat. So I was driving. There is a very long bridge in Pasir Panjang, maybe people who drive they know. I missed the turn where I should take left. If I miss the turn for the next, I don't know, 7 or 8 kilometers, I can't turn anywhere. I'm literally bound. I can't turn to the right or to the left. My car was stuck in the bridge for about next 20 minutes. I told them, my sincere apologies, I'm not going to make it. So you please go first. I will find a way, whichever boat is available, then I will pay for it, then I'll come. So that you can go and prepare the platform. When I come, we can do the test and we can complete it, because it's a government project. So I was driving. Because I had to go 8 kilometers, then take a U-turn, then come again to the site. So by the time I reached, I could see the boat already left, but I could see very from far from here. Then I called all the boat operators that I missed the boat. So if there is a boat available, I am willing to pay for it, because I need to go to the island. And they said, just wait, we will get back to you. From 9:45 a.m. until 1 p.m. I was waiting. It's not that I missed the boat actually in front of my eyes, and they told me that we just found that the boat that you missed, the second boat, I thought it belongs to some other island. No, they don't go to the island where I'm supposed to go. So he said, that is the last boat that you missed, so sorry, you have to wait. Then I called the team members and they said, I told them all the instructions how to do it. I told them I take full responsibility. I trust you all. So you do it, whatever goes wrong, you know, I will be there to defend. I told them I'll come in the afternoon when I get the boat. So one of my team members, his son had some health issue. He had to go for some consultant by the psychologist because of some violent behavior in the school. He called me, Prasanna, I need your help. I am stuck on the island, whereas I am stuck on the terminal. He told me he must return to the mainland to go and take a look after his son. I came to the terminal delayed because I was looking after my son. So I told him it's a good combination. So you board the ferry, which is waiting for us to return in the evening. You board the ferry and come to the terminal. Then you go to your home. I will board the boat. Then I'll go to the island. Exactly the same reason. So he was on the way. But the return ferry was only available at 1 o'clock. From 9:45 a.m. until 12:45, about, I would say, 3 hours, I was stranded on the terminal. I could have gone to somewhere and sit, but actually I just felt maybe, you know, it is meant to be. So maybe let's just enjoy the nature, look at the sea, you know, feel some breeze, just enjoy. By God's grace, for the next 3 hours, I received beautiful lessons by the grace of the Lord. I just shut down my phone, kept it in the bag, because I know the boat will not arrive until 1:30. I don't want to be disturbed. So I was just trying to be watchful, like what's going on around me. I was the only person waiting on the terminal because all the boats left. I saw two otters, you know, the beautiful creation of God. They were stranded and roaming in the sea, they could not find a shore how to, you know, escape, because there were a lot of noise from the boats that are going to Shell Island. It was very heavy noise because of big, very big boats. So those two otters, they were scared. So they were actually keep on swimming here and there. I was watching them for about 1 hour, because there were two, and every time one sinks down, other always stays up to look around if there is any threat coming. Then the one that sinks down, it goes and search, you know, how to go out or how to escape. Then after a few minutes, the one that sinks down, it's like it stood up and showed its face far from where the other one was watching over. Then the one, when it saw the face, then it sink down and go and look somewhere else. It was keep on happening for about 2 hours. I was just watching how beautiful it is that they care for one another. They don't even have the knowledge of thinking about, you know, what we have, what we think we have, intelligence, so-called intelligence. They have the intelligence that is good for their life. And after 2 or 3 hours, although they could have escaped from the shore that was nearby, they knew that it's also a danger for them because they could not recognize the shore. And by God's grace, after some time, they both disappeared. Then I was able to see them. They bypassed the harbor somehow, and they reached a very far distance, which is actually, I could see them in the mid of the ocean. Because they were keep on waiting until all the boats and all the ferry left. Because there are two terminals. One goes to our island, and the other one goes to the oil refinery, Shell Island. The Shell Island, all the boats are very big. So when they turn on their engine, you will see the noise is very loud. So, you know, the rotor rotates. So those two otters are very scared not to get stuck and, you know, get killed. And after that, I just looked at it. Then I went and sat to drink some tea. And I saw a small bird, a pigeon. It was actually searching for food. But there was no one because I was the only one sitting on the chair waiting for the boat. And I didn't look at it first. Among the 2 feet, right, one of the feet, there are no fingers. I would say it's like all the 3 fingers were cut off. Maybe some injury, I don't know. But it got completely healed. So it's like a one-legged pigeon. The other leg was strong. And it looked so beautiful, the wings, the way the color was so beautiful. So for about one hour, I was with the pigeon. I was sitting in the chair, it was just looking for food, keep on searching, eating the food. So I was thinking, that pigeon has a very strong wings. It can fly anywhere. It can fly as long as it wants. But when it feels hungry, there is no other choice. No matter how strong the wings are, no matter how beautiful the bird is, it must come down to look for the food. It must bend its head to eat the food. It must go and search for its food. It cannot say, yes, my leg is not complete. I am not whole. I feel very painful. But when I looked at that bird, it was looking for food, walking as if, you know, both the legs are okay. But it was searching for food, limping and searching for food. I thank the Lord for this two small, beautiful lessons for me personally in my life. No matter how strong we are in our life, no matter how goodness that we have received in our life, when the Lord strikes to hit us, that's it. He will break us into pieces that no man can put up together. Only He can assemble us back. But at the same time, the Lord has also given us the strength to do what He wants us to do, but not without seeking Him in the word of the Lord, the only food. So what Lawrence was reading today, very true. Word of the Lord is our life. We eat by living. Amen. We say, Lord, I believe. And the Lord would say, show me. Don't say, show me. Lord, I have the fruit of the Spirit. Is it so? Show me. Amen. Lord, see my gentleness. What about the rest? I am learning. No. The fruit of the Spirit is the presence of the Holy Ghost in our life. It comes with one single package. It cannot be separated. Amen. God's attributes cannot be circumcised, cannot be separated. He is all in all. Amen. So the Lord is teaching us to grow us together. The power of God is so beautiful in fellowship. Amen. Why God had to go through all this rebuking, blessing, giving gifts and sending wrath all these years? If not, He was not longing for fellowship with Adam. if there was no love for God from Adam, and if there was no love for God from Adam, then what do you mean by fellowship? So the Lord has blessed us that all we have learned all these years, if there is no love of God, the Bible says it's all nothing. And that nothing is a separation where the wrath of God will tell all of us, believe me and receive life. Believe not, abide in my wrath. But that belief, the Bible says, study, ask the Spirit to learn. After you learn, put it into practice. Faith without works is dead. The Lord allowed the valleys to exercise our faith. Amen. Think about Prophet Elijah. Think about Moses, Apostle Paul, Stephen. They all received a wonderful valley to showcase the faith that was in them. They exercised it. And they showed the whole world, this is what it takes to receive the holy faith from the Holy Ghost to be called as a holy brethren. The first verse of Hebrews chapter 3 tells us, holy brethren are the partakers of heavenly calling, because the heavenly calling is coming from the one, the only one who is holy.
Amen.
So now the Lord says, you are the partakers of Christ. In the Last Supper, Jesus said, eat my flesh. My body is the bread of life.
Amen.
But he did not stop there. Drink my blood, the new covenant. So we are the partakers of only two things, and those two are nothing but food for our lives. Bread of life and a new covenant.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus which washed all of us thoroughly, not anyway, thoroughly. And that thorough washing is also threshing the floor, being the witness of the perfection, the process of perfection.
Amen.
So now let's continue to read verse 2. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Amen.
The Lord did not declare the reason why he appointed Moses. Amen?
Amen.
But he came to prove that Moses is with the Lord, and the Lord was with Moses when he rebuked Miriam, when he destroyed Korah and people. God came to prove Moses. Because the Bible says Moses was faithful in all his house. Whose house? Moses' house? No. The Lord says, my house.
Amen.
Only the landlord knows who is the tenant who is paying the rent. And that rent is not our financial support. Sacrifices from the bottom of our heart with joy, with sincerity, and the desire, Lord, here I am. I just surrender myself as sacrifice unto thee.
Amen.
Isaac just said, yes, whatever the father said. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham said, the Lord will provide. Isaac did not ask, why father, why me? No, he just went and obeyed what the father said.
Amen.
I heard from some people, my friends, more than when I was studying in hostel, those who speak very evil about their father. Oh, my father is a drunkard, he come and beat my mother. My father has some affair, he is a very evil person. I wish he is dead, I wish this and that. My brethren, if Jonathan hated his father Saul, he is dead. He stood by his father until his last breath.
Amen.
No matter how evil Saul went to, as a son, he honored his father.
Amen.
Because it is the authority God has established in his house. God will decide who is the weak, who is the tall.
Amen.
A son honors the father. Jesus Christ, the way he speaks, he always put everything back to the father. Father, gave them to me. But nobody can snatch away from you from the mighty hand of my Father. But he gave them to me. Everything of the Lord, the goodness of the Father, of God who is Spirit, you can see in Jesus. Because the Bible says, I in him, the Father in me. Amen?
Amen.
How can we separate the light? How can we separate the light? So the denominations, all those people who are confronting the truth, what they are doing? They are not doing anything. They are not spreading truth. They are spreading life. They are spreading false, they are spreading darkness, because on the other side, this wrath must also grow. And what we are called for? To bring those people, to love them, to show the light by our life, the testimony of our life, for the Lord to decide, this soul needs to come here at this appointed time.
Amen.
The ministry of redemption, reconciliation. Because wrath of God is always standing on separation. We will study what the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron after we read Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 3, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had built the house hath more honor than the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole world is worshipping the house. Do you see it? They worship the house. The Bible says, inasmuch as he who had built the house hath more honor than the house. God is not the house. He is the builder of the house. He is the maker of the city.
Amen.
The house has no glory in it if the glory of the Lord left the temple.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 3 says, when the glory of the Lord leaves the temple, that temple is nothing but bricks.
Amen.
And cement and meat worshipping something.
Amen.
Without the glory of the Lord, temple is not the holy temple of God.
Amen.
There are so many temples. You can go and worship something. There are lords. There are gods. There are people who can call themselves as gods. We can see. People worship people. People worship building. The Bible says the one who builds the house is more honorable than the house.
Amen.
And that honor you and me cannot measure.
Amen.
Because who he is, we know who he is.
The
only way, if anyone can come and tell us, oh brother, my sister, can you tell me how great God is? And you tell them he is who he is, that's what I can tell you. He is who he is. The only one who can define God himself. Nobody can understand him.
Amen.
No one has a mind of God. No one has the greatness of God. No one can live in the light that he dwells.
Amen.
It is unapproachable.
Amen.
But people try to measure God. Right?
Amen.
People try to push God. Let's see how far he can go. But God says, I wait for my children. The Bible says, if God decided to show his wrath, if Jesus decided to show his wrath on Judah, what could have happened? Without even speaking a word, just by looking at the eyes of blazing fire, Judas would be burned to death. But Jesus loved him till the end, not just until he betrayed him, until Judas killed himself. Jesus loved him.
Amen.
He was killed by the love of God. Do you see it?
Amen.
From where the guilty consciousness came to Judah to kill himself. Did Jesus speak anything to kill him? Or did the disciples chase and kill him? Like Reuben and Simeon who went and killed the one who raped the sister? Violence is not the fruit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But God says, he is not just about love and mercy. The God wants us to learn his way of speaking and doing. We cannot be ignorant of the wrath of God. Why? The enemy is not giving poison to people to drink. The enemy will always give something truth, then will add one drop of poison. Will always show some light, then will have a very dark plant behind them. That's why Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 says, woe to you, the one who put for light where it is supposed to be darkness. Woe to the one who speak in a sweet way where it is supposed to be in a harsh way. Because the Lord says, He's a deceiver. Run away from that thing. Now, verse 4 says, every house is builded by some man. Praise the Lord. But he that built all things is God.
Amen.
Can God build city of Jericho? Can God build the Tower of Babel? No. Every time I ask you all, when you read in the Bible all things, do not forget the deep things of God.
Amen.
That's what scripture teaches us. God cannot do evil things. God would not do evil things.
Amen.
God would not do anything that destroys his children.
Amen.
Those things are built by those who are destined to be, who decided to be so. But the Lord says, every man is building a house, but he built all things. The deep things of God is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not when he was around, my brethren, to be spoken after. The ministry of Apostle Paul is still a lesson everybody is trying to understand, because it is fountain of life, because it is not about Apostle Paul. It's about the Spirit of the Lord,
Amen,
Savior Jesus Christ, who was working through in Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Can we say, oh yes, I know the life of Apostle Paul completely. And the Lord would say, come on, I will surprise you. The books written, the letter sent by Apostle Paul is so deep that he can teach us for years the single verse.
Amen.
Because he can show things in an excellent way. Amen?
Amen.
Testimony to be spoken after. Why? The word of God goes beyond the life of man. The testimony of God lives beyond the life of that man. Because the testimony, the Bible says, is a testimony of Jesus Christ, who is the living God for all of us. Amen?
Amen.
You read this, which were to be spoken after, not just at that present time, after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, praise the Lord, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end, not in a shaky manner. Firm. If you say, I believe the Lord, we say, I believe the Lord. We cannot say, I think the Lord is with me. It is not belief. I know the Lord is with me. Yes, I am not perfect, but I am perfect in the Lord.
Amen.
When we say that, the enemy will look at us. What happened to him? Why he has become so strong in his faith? How can I deceive him? Let me see. I can't go to Adam, so I go to Eve. When a vessel is full of holy faith, enemy can't even come near to you. Why? Your faith will put a radius like a wall of fire. The beast of the wild cannot come near to you. But when there is a little compromise and the Lord would say, oh, my dear, my child needs a learning. Okay, I will allow this thing to happen. Not to destroy us, not to completely make us disappear, but to make us, because He is a maker. He makes by destroying. He shows light by clothing Himself in darkness. The scripture says, He keeps things so that His name will be glorified. Not to see people glorifying His name. Because there is no other good thing that anyone can do in our life. Other than saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with His glory.
Amen.
And those four beasts keep on praising and worshipping. Day and night. Remember.
Amen.
But what we do? Oh, this sermon, I heard this 17 years ago. I know this. Oh, it's very boring. I want something more exciting, something more interesting, you know. Go and watch the news channel. It's more exciting. The denominational churches, how come they can keep such a long queue waiting out to the church? Multitude of people in the church. How come? Because they please men. Why the fivefold ministry is always the small group of flock? Because they please the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Men are rebuked, children of God honored. Flesh is rebuked, spirit is honored.
Amen.
The Lord says, many are called, few are chosen. That is why Jesus Christ always kept a very small flock with Him. 6,000 people came to listen to Him. But after that, Jesus escaped from them. Because He knows a fellowship is a family. If I do not know you by name, how can you say you know me or you love me? I can say, if I stand in the same pulpit, 50,000 people stand here. If I tell them, oh, my family of God, I love you so much. I am a liar. I don't know you. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. The Lord says, children of God, know each other in Christ.
Amen.
I know your strength, I know your weakness, you know my strength, you know my weakness. And the Lord says, abide then, abide. Moses, are you getting older? I will send Aaron and her. Joshua, you are going to defeat the Amalekites. Don't you think in your might, I am going to send 3 to pray for you.
Amen.
The Lord did not let anyone to boast in their glory. The Lord allowed Apostle Paul to be the evil Saul for all these years. So that when you do the ministry, every time his flesh kicks in, the remembrance of his past will put him down. You are a sinner, Saul. Don't you forget. But what do? We forget all our past. We say, I am a saint of God. I am going to do this. My brethren, all these years, I have a note. Nobody knows. Which I mean, I don't know. I wrote all my sins. Shameful. That defines me as an evil person. I wrote it. Whatever I did in the past. Whatever I could remember. I wrote it. I read it every day, every day, every day. Until the day everything was re-etched in my heart. Then I threw the note away. Whenever the pride kicks in, that sin will come and hit me very hard. Oh, you feel very stronger. Let me remind you who you are.
Amen.
If you say no, I will only remember the benefits of the Lord. Forgiveness is a benefit of the Lord. And that forgiveness because of the repentance. And that repentance because of your sins.
Amen.
Do not forget your sins. If someone says, oh, forget about all your sins and just be joyful. There are two joys. One, no remorse. One repentance, joy that the Lord still speak to me, although how bad I was. That is the true joy. I ask you all, whenever you feel weary, down, someone hurt you, just look at your own life. There is something deep inside and the Lord pulled you out. Remember that something and tell yourself, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, and this is nothing compared to the mercy I received. This pain, this wound is nothing compared to the mercy I received. I could have been destroyed by the wrath. The Lord says, I have sworn in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. It is not you and me. How blessed are we? But can we say, oh yeah, it's me. I know it's me. Are you sure? The Lord says, no one knows. No one knows who is the wheat until the master comes and reap the harvest and open the seal and tells you, you thought you were a wheat. You are a tare. Lord, I was doing all of this for you. The Lord says, I don't care. I was not in you and you were not in me. That's all it matters.
Amen.
The fruit of the Holy Ghost must, I'm not asking as an option, must manifest in our life.
Amen.
Until then, we are not perfected.
Amen.
And the beauty is, you and me would not know that it's being manifested. That is where the Holy Spirit takes complete control of you.
Amen.
Stephen was seated in the midst of all those people who were abusing him, were persecuting him. Stephen did not know his face was shining like an angel. But the enemies saw his face. What happened to his face? Why his face is shining like an angel? Enemies are speaking good about Stephen, whom they are going to kill later.
Amen.
Moses came down from the mountain. He did not know that his body was shining because of the glory of the Lord. He did not know. People were scared and he had to cover himself.
Amen.
The Lord says, oh, you have a heavy heart. Cover yourself with a garment of salvation, garment of praise. The Lord says, he can clothe us with a cloth of humility. In sincerity, the Lord says, he is with us.
Amen.
But the beauty is, he will never ever break his covenant. Amen?
Amen.
But the Lord says, do not be the oath breaker. The Bible says it. He tells us, he is a warning. See, Jesus said, who want you to flee from the wrath to come? And Jesus says, it's me.
Amen.
Bible says, Jesus warned us and saved us to escape from the wrath to come.
Amen.
So he's asking them, who warned you? Because I didn't warn you. And what we ask, Lord, warn me, punish me, chasten me, prune me, rebuke me. It is the willingness of perfection. Because God would never, ever lay his hand on you for his pleasure. It's always for the pleasure of your salvation, my salvation. He's only concerned about the soul, not about the strength of the might. Nothing. Let's continue. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, therefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Before the Lord spoke this word, he speaks why. He did not do it just like that. He's telling, he gave them 40 years to have a chance to bow their heads. My brethren, the more we read the word of life, the Lord separates things in a very simple way. There is a line, and that line is haughty minded and those who submit to the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Done. You can put everything on two sides.
Amen.
You don't have to think too much. Those who received mercy, grace, love over and over again, they were not haughty minded. For that reason, the Lord decided to show mercy again and again and again until they will be forced through fire. But those who are haughty minded, he was teaching them a different way. But until the day he realized it's not going to help his children, he made an oath, and that oath he himself says, I swear in my wrath, because he cannot swear in his love. You understand? I swear in my wrath, and they shall not enter into my rest. And who is those they? Believeth not, the wrath of God abideth. Amen?
Amen?
And they are those who believe not in the Son, the life, the truth, the way, our Lord and Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ. It's not about believing. There are many people say, I believe in Jesus. The name Jesus has become the biggest profitable word in the whole world. People make billions of money, trillions of money. They control the whole world, branches of churches, like a corporate evil group. But that is not the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those are four English letter words. They say A-M-E-N, that is not the name of the Lord. The five letters, J-E-S-U-S, that is not the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord can only be uttered by the children of the Lord.
Amen.
Only then it will reach unto the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God covered himself with darkness. Those who are running, doing everything in darkness, they cannot see the light. They will be saying, Jesus, I worship you in devil. Oh God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Trinity, I bow my head. They will be saying all of these things. Do you think that those things will be heard by the Lord? He won't let himself be disturbed. He used his time for those people, for those children
Amen.
On whom he is working. Everything else is done, taken care of.
Amen.
The day when he shielded the Garden of Eden, it's the same. He shielded his seeds with his Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. Done. So that feeling you see, if all of us are walking in a very vast wilderness, thousands of kilometers, and there is a small candle far away, you cannot see the light from here. You have to go closer, closer, closer. Amen?
Amen.
The only one who can draw us closer to that light, to see the light, is the light himself. Amen?
Amen.
But all those who are in the darkness will be doing this and that. We'll be doing that, not we'll be doing all the evil things with haughty minded. They cannot see which direction the light is there. They cannot see. They can't see which door they must knock to see the light. They can't see.
Amen.
The truth is revealed to the people, to the men, by the Holy Ghost to make them to be the holy brethren,
Amen.
The royal priesthood, the holy nation. And the Lord says that is why the light is covered by darkness, so those who are in darkness cannot see light. They'll be looking elsewhere. They'll be saying this, doing things, but it will not disturb the light. The Bible says, God dwells in unapproachable light.
Amen.
Nobody can approach the light that he dwells in. No one can approach, because he is the way.
Amen.
And that way is our Lord and Savior, but what happened to him? What happened to him? When he came here for us to die for our sins, he was persecuted, attacked, beaten, spat upon, smote his head. He did all of this. He endured the cross for the love for you and me. But do you think that all those things that happened to him just disappeared? The Bible says every evil thing is stored, reserved for the wrath of God to come.
Amen.
God forgets our iniquities because he asked us that he wrestled not against flesh and blood. He knows the little spark in you. He saw the little spark in me because we are the seeds of him. So he saw the spark, he saw the cover, darkness that covered us, and he burned the darkness and the light came out.
Amen.
And the life was quickening in us because Jesus Christ decided
Amen.
That he would call us home.
Amen.
Now let's read this. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. How beautifully those two words are coming into one. Believe not the Lord, the wrath of God abideth on him. Verse 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. The Lord says, the heart of unbelief is evil. The God Almighty gave us the heart of belief. And what is that belief? Don't worry, whatever happens in your life, I am in charge.
Amen.
If you believe, so be it. If you do not believe, so be it. Lord would never do anything against our desire and our will. He would never force his way. Because he didn't have to. And he says, departing from the living God. Departing from the living God. Unbelief throws us out of the presence of God.
Amen.
We may think, oh, this church, oh, the prophecy from Brother Knight, I don't think it is true. You are thrown out because you judge someone even before you know what it is. We may say we know, but we don't know. We may think we see, but we may not see. We believe in all good things, for God is good. But we do not believe in evil things, because God has given us the discernment of the Holy Ghost. I heard from many people when I was in this church, from overseas, who speak evil about Brother Gan. I have seen, I have heard. Whenever I saw those experiences, when I say I'm not feel, I saw those experiences, I always tell myself, how come the Lord allowed people to speak evil of His servant? Was it a trap to the servant or a trap to those people? You see very clearly. God would never, I repeat, never dishonor His servant. If at all the servant of God exposed some weaknesses, exposed some small mistakes, fear God. It is a trap to catch us.
Amen.
It is a trap to catch us with His both mighty hands, and only He can decide us when we can be escaped from the wrath to come. It's a trap. That's what the Bible says. Touch not mine anointed. Sitteth not in the ungodly counsel. Speaketh not evil. Amen?
Amen?
Touch not, sit not, speak not. I pray these three goes to your heart.
Amen.
Touch not what is not God's. Sit not whom are not God's. Speak not what are not God's.
Amen.
Whatever doesn't belong to God, touch not, sit not, speak not.
Amen.
If you don't so, if you don't do it, it says that is nothing but unbelief, and that unbelief will move you to the cloud of wrath which is about to come. Run back to the shelter, repent.
Amen.
The Lord has warned all of us. We can't say it is my past. It can happen to you tomorrow. The brother or sister who is struggling today, he is a vessel of suffering or valley. And the Lord tells us, you pray on your knees and be with them as the vessel of love and mercy and grace. Because tomorrow, if you are haughty minded, He will break you, He will throw you into a valley that is deeper than whatever you saw in your life.
Amen.
I have seen my life 20 years ago when I was studying in hostel. Those people who rejoice in uncovering the nakedness and gossiping of other people, the Lord uncovered them in public in a way that their shame could not be explained. And you know the irony is, they themselves were moaning or groaning in the when they were asleep, and were speaking what they committed evil when they were sleeping. Can you believe it?
Amen.
Nobody uncovered their nakedness. They themselves uncovered their nakedness. When the Lord strike, He strike in a miraculous way. The Lord says, how you measure will be the same way you will be measured. But not the same fold. Multifold, the Bible says.
Amen.
Why? Because He has given us more. Amen? Verse 13. But exhort one another daily, because it is a walk of every single day.
Amen.
Daily, while it is called today. While it is called today. We can work only until it is a day. We cannot work when the night comes. Amen? Day is a day because the Lord decided to shed light. Amen? Because you can see. Until the faith is given to us to walk in faith, it is a day for us to work. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We walk by faith, we work by faith, because the Lord said, if you believe, you will do great things than me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That is the word. But the Lord says, when the day is over, when the night comes, you can't work. Because you don't have to work. He is coming to judge. So we work until we can. We do whatever the best we can. The sacrifice of righteous Abel earned him a name, righteous Abel, which was not spelled out in the Old Testament. Jesus spoke it. Sacrifice of righteous Abel, because he gave all things with all his heart, with joy. That was not the case of Cain. That is, that separated them into two.
Amen.
So now, the last two. From verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Because God does not like hardened heart. He break it.
Amen.
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Unto the end. While it is said, today if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. God does not give time. Because the way Jesus works is, the last Adam is a quickening spirit. Life comes just like that. When the light appeared unto Saul, just like that. Here he says, hear. If you hear the word of the Lord, he did not say tomorrow. When the time comes, take your time. That is not the Lord. Now it is the Lord. Moses, he did not give them a chant. Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to this side now. He didn't tell them, I will give you a week to decide. No.
Amen.
Truth does not need time to manifest.
Amen.
Whether we have it or we don't. Whether we have love or we don't.
Amen.
Whether we serve the Lord or we don't. There are nothing in the middle. A-B-A or A-B-N-A. Yes. Let it be yes or yes or no be no.
Amen.
Now you read this. For we are made partakers of Christ. Not called, not just created, made. God has made us to be the partakers of Christ. We did not make ourselves. He is the builder and the maker of the city. He made us. He rewrote our lives with mercy. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. He put a if clause. If. Not a given. It's not something anyone who passed by can take it. Do we think the salvation of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name before the whole earth trembles, the name before every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
Is it so easy to receive the name of the Lord? The heaven and the earth tremble before His name. Is it so easy to say that, oh yes, the name of Jesus is written on my forehead, but I will just go and do whatever I do. That is not the name of Jesus, my brethren.
Amen.
The Lord will reveal it when the time comes.
Amen.
Humility and humbleness is not something that we can learn from. It is for the Holy Ghost to give it to us. Now, it is said, if we hold, the Lord says, only if you hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Be steadfast, be firm.
Amen.
Don't be shaken. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. What does it mean? The warning that was given to Korah, there was no second warning because Korah was not there. The warning that was given to all those people who are against the children of God, who are against Israel, God gave them a warning, and if they did not heed to what He said, the warning is still there, but the people are not there.
Amen.
Do you see? The warning and instruction of the Lord lives beyond time because it is spoken by the living God.
Amen.
But to whom it was spoken, they were destroyed. They were not there. And what does it mean? The Lord says, in every church age, irrespective of all your civilization, technology, advancement, there is always a Uzzah, there is always a Judah, there is always a Korah. Be aware of the vessel of whom you are.
Amen.
Lord says, be the vessel of Jesus Christ, not any other Christ.
Amen.
There are so many different anointings of this world. Evil ones. Deception. If our heart is hardened, and the Lord says, it is not me who is in you. When God is in you, your heart will be tender.
Amen.
Cries for nothing. Groans for nothing. You will have compassion to the one who stabbed you in the back and you will turn and tell them,
Amen.
Stab me here again and I love you.
Amen.
But that compassion is nothing compared to the firmness. When you say, the Lord says, open rebuke is better than secret love.
Amen.
He says, Lord, I'm very confused. On one side you punish, you chasten, you rebuke. On other side you forgive, you show grace and mercy. My brethren, don't try to understand it. Live the word, you will get it.
Amen.
Live the fruit of the Spirit, you will get it.
Amen.
Cannot learn it. You can't find it.
Yes.
The life of God cannot be found in the life of this earth.
Amen.
Done. Turn your Bibles. We just read partakers of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now we know who we are. Amen. Partakers of Jesus Christ, the glorified Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior,
Amen.
Our life. That's it. There is no other partaking allowed in our life. Bread of life, new covenant.
Amen.
The blood, the only blood we can drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now let's read. Psalm chapter 104. Psalm chapter 104. Verse 13. Psalm 104 verse 13. Every time when we touch the Bible, read the word of the Lord, we read with reverence and honor. Amen?
Amen.
Because it is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
When we utter, we show the reverence and honor to the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 13. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
Amen.
He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth fruit out of the earth. Praise the Lord. Now verse 5. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Now stand there. There are three things the Lord is speaking. Wine that make your heart glad, which means before that your heart was sad or grieving or wounded, worrying, something that is tormenting you inside. A wine that make your heart glad. Remember this. Now let's go to the second one. Oil that make your face shine.
Amen.
We all know the importance of oil in the Bible.
Amen.
Aaron, the 10 virgins, Mary, the Lord taught us so beautifully the importance of oil, how he sees it spiritually. The next one, bread that strengtheneth man's heart.
Amen.
The Lord moves his children in one spirit.
Amen.
Brother Lawrence reading the verse is not a coincidence. The bread of the Lord is the strength of his children.
Amen.
Because life is strength. Amen?
Amen.
Without life, what do you talk about strength? You are already dead.
Amen.
To have strength, you must be alive.
Amen.
You can be weak, but you must be alive.
Amen.
And we say, Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong. Amen?
Amen?
But do we say, Lord, I am dead, that thou art strong? Then what does it mean? Why I need strength? I need life before I talk about strength.
Amen.
Three words. Wine that make your heart glad. Oil that make your face shine. The bread that strengthen your heart.
Amen.
Because that bread, when we think from Jesus Christ's word, bread of life is our strength, because when we eat, we grow. When
Amen.
We grow, we become strong. And that bread of life will never make us fat. It will make us strong.
Amen.
The people who followed Moses, the Jews, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they eat the food. They eat the law. They became fatter and fatter, you know, in their own eyes. They thought they were strong. But the Lord said, "Oh, unto you,
Amen.
You are not strong. Look at that woman who gave all her, the two mites.
Amen.
She is stronger than any of you."
Amen.
Then how the Lord sees the strength? He measures us by our faith.
Amen.
Because love cannot be measured, light cannot be measured, but faith can be measured. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He has given us a portion of his faith. Now, let's read this. Verse 6. The trees of the Lord are full of sap.
Amen.
Full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he had planted. Not anyone planted.
Amen.
The ones that he planted.
Praise the Lord.
Seeds are sown by the Lord's servants, but the trees are planted by the Lord. Lord is the gardener of all his garden. But remember, there is only one garden, one house, one church, one master, one ruler of the feast, one Savior, one faith, one baptism, one spirit. There is only one. But we are all separated on the wall. When the trumpet blows, the Lord will say, "Rally us, come."
Amen.
He will say, "Rally, come." Then he will bring all together.
Amen.
Then we say, "Oh, we are one body of Christ. One new city of Holy Jerusalem." So here, we will continue to focus on the word wine. Because the word wine, the Lord has allowed it to be a beautiful word throughout the Bible. So that people who live in the end times, we can still relate to that word. Let's think about alcohol first. The one who is addicted to alcohol, he drinks it for a reason. After he drank, he just spent some time on some state of mind in which he is not under control, in which he forgets himself. He just wants to forget something in his life, some suffering, some pain. Nobody drinks to the full to forget their own self for no reason. Either they are bound to a stronghold, or they want to get away from something, or they are being tormented inside. And now, wine is something that hits the state of mind. You focus here. The Lord says, "Eat my bread." Amen?
Amen.
When you eat it, you will get the nutrients to be alive, to have the strength. But why the Lord said, drink my blood, the new covenant? What is the outcome of drinking something? I'm running in a wilderness, very thirsty. And Brother Clement tells me, Brother Prasi, I have a water bottle. I said, thank you so much, brother. I drink it. I said, oh, I was so thirsty. Now I'm full. If Brother Clement say, I have a glass of wine. Wine? No, I'm thirsty. I need something like water, something plain, something simple that is good for my life. Not wine. Wine is for me to taste it when I'm ready to eat it. The Lord prepared the spiritual understanding of wine and water. Amen? That's why water was transformed into wine. All of Jesus said, just serve the water, they will just feel this wine. He transformed him into wine before it was served. Amen. Wine is to serve, water is to preserve the life.
Amen.
Now, the wine. This word, the wine, I'm pretty sure in all your life, your colleagues, your friends, who have this difficulty of overcoming addiction of alcohol or something, wine. When someone drinks something that can be digested, goes and affects the mind, it is something very relevant to the word wine. Because it brings some sort of a joy that you didn't have it before. It brings some sort of a feeling that you are actually floating. You are not in your state of mind. Just want to do something that forgets your memory, that forgets your pain. Something that hits your mind. That is wine. Amen? So now, turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 7. Chapter 9, verse 7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepted thy works.
Amen.
Now, remember Psalm 104, just read, bread that strengthens the heart, wine that make the heart glad, oil that shine your face, that make your face to shine, something like a light. Now here we read, go thy way. The Lord told Ananias, go thy way. The Lord told Samuel, go thy way. Which way? In your own way. The Lord says, you know exactly where you should go, because I am the way.
Amen.
For all of us, there is only one way.
Amen.
Can we say, Lord, I will go this way, I will meet you there. And the Lord would say, you are turning to your left. Stay focused, look straight. Go thy way. And your way is always my way.
Amen.
Should be his way. Amen?
Amen?
And now he says, eat thy bread with joy, drink thy wine with a merry heart. Whenever we read the word of the Lord says, bread of life cannot be received when we are not receiving with joy. That my Father, my life is speaking to me.
Amen.
If the wine is compared to something in this world, either people drink it to celebrate the occasion, right? In all those worldly festivals, they drink wine. And they cheer, they do dancing, they do all of those evil stuff. In the pubs, in nightclubs. On the other side, there are some people who also drink wine. Between their four walls, nobody knows. They drink and drink so that they will forget all their pain. They think and they go to sleep. Because they are struggling, they are broken. They are in the valley. On one side, haughty minded, drink wine. On the other side, broken heart, drink wine. There are two. Can you see? Because the Lord has put a very strong demarcation to separate them into two. The wine that he feeds, the wine the world feeds. World feeds. Here, he says, wine, drink wine with a merry heart, joyful heart. You don't need the wine when you are sad. Because he is our comforter. What wine you need? The Lord is my shield.
Amen.
He is my song of salvation. There is no one who can comfort you better than him.
Amen.
There is no replacement for the love of God. There is no joy other than the joy of the Lord, which is our strength.
Amen.
Now he says, because God now accepted thy works. It is not free. He says, if your works are accepted in my sight, if you look good in my sight, then I will give you my knowledge and wisdom. And because of that, you will do even greater things. Those things are accepted to me. When you are accepted in my land, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
The word wine is so deep. I don't know how many weeks you will go in this direction. 1 or 2, the Lord lead us. Now, from here, let's read Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. Chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. Partakers of Jesus Christ shall not partake anything else. Chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He did not say, what I am speaking now is just for the next few weeks or few months. He said, throughout your generations. What he said? Do not drink wine, nor strong drink. What the Lord is speaking about. Don't do anything. Do not drink anything, something that is strong, that is stronger than your mind, that can have dominion over your thoughts. When it does so, you will go to your own paths of death and destruction and hell. And if you keep those drunkenness in your heart, the drunkenness of ego and pride and ungodly thought, if you still walk into the tabernacle of mine, the Bible says, the Lord says, lest ye be destroyed. A cunning heart waits for years to see the fall of someone. Have you seen it in the Bible? There are people who are with the servants of God for all these years. The servants of God know what exactly they are. The Lord knows what exactly they are doing. But the Lord allowed it to be so. Until the iniquity is full. And He cut them off. Not in any way. He did it in a way that the lesson will speak louder for generations. Because He warned them before. The Lord would never, ever attack the camp of enemy without the blow of trumpet. He will say, I am coming. Do whatever you can with all your might. Because He's a God of righteousness. He says, lest ye die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. Do not be drunk with any wine other than the new covenant. Because if I drink the blood of Jesus, I will have the mind of Christ. Amen? If you drink the wine of something of the worldly, you will have the mind of worldly. If you drink the wine of pride, you will have the mind of pride. If you have drink the wine of accusation, you will have the mind of accusation. Wine represents the dominion over your mind. The Lord says, you and me, we are all called to have the mind of Christ. Haughty minded or not, the mind of Christ. The Lord says, that is exactly why I am close to those who are broken hearted, contrite in spirit, because they bowed their head and I became their head. Now you read this. Continue this. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy. The separation happens after the Lord spoke the word.
Amen.
When the Lord speaketh the word, the separation is done.
Amen.
Do you know that? Because the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
When the word spoken, the sheep heard the voice, the words went inside, digested, the life manifested, they are saved. Those who are not his, they cannot hear the voice, the word cannot be digested. Rather, they were trying to persecute or do something against, and they would be standing in a place where the wrath of God abideth on them.
Amen.
Can we say, Lord, I am full of your love, I know all of this, let me just be merry and be drunk with all my knowledge and all the wisdom. The Lord says, you are getting fatter with your knowledge, and that knowledge is not the knowledge of Christ. Knowing the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is something that knowledge cannot provide. There are two different knowledge the Lord is talking about. If the fruit of the Holy Ghost is manifested in our life, then yes, that is the true knowledge God would accept. If the life of Jesus is justified in your life, that is the true knowledge God would accept.
Amen.
Anything else, everything else, no and no.
Amen.
Continue to read, verse 11. And ye that may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And the Lord said, this is exactly what he was trying to teach the children of Israel, but still they made him to be an idol. they make a law to be the absolute. How come? Because those who make that into an idol, those are not who listen to the word what the Lord spoke on that day. Because verse 10, the Lord said, that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, between faithful and unfaithful, between belief and unbelief, between the new covenant and any other covenant, between the blood of Jesus and the blood of all those animals sacrificed on the wilderness.
Amen.
Holy, unholy. Which faith we are standing upon? There is only one text in the Bible that we say, holy faith, given by the Holy Ghost. And here we say, holy brethren, called to be the partakers of the heavenly calling. Who is calling us? The husbandman. Genesis chapter 9 verse 20 says, Noah, the husbandman, planted the vineyard. You see how beautiful the word is. Noah, the husbandman, planted the vineyard. Because the vineyard will grow, the fruits will come, and those fruits, the grapes, wild grapes, the Lord will make a wine out of them, and He will serve those who are in need. But who planted the vineyard? The husbandman. Who is our husbandman? And we know. But husbandman says, I will come with the iron rod. And you should know why. Do not be ignorant of why I must come in the iron rod. With the iron rod. Because of you. Because for you. He did everything for you and me. Now, let's read this. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. I will read from verse 1. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkard of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. That are overcome with wine. In Ephesians chapter 5, remember, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, drink my new covenant, and my new covenant, I will give you the comforter. And the Holy Spirit will come to you, and you will receive the boldness and utterance to speak words of life. And here we are, we read the warning in a prophetic book, chapter 28. Do not be like the drunkards of Ephraim. Don't be in the state of drunkenness of knowledge of anything that is not godly. Against the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 2. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty hand and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand.
Amen.
We have seen different storms sent by the Lord, different floods sent by the Lord, but the Lord had to rebuke it to stop it. Remember? Because anything that disturbs the people of God, God will rebuke. Even if it is something, His own creation, that He allowed, the way He stops it by rebuking it. Now you can stop. Then the storm calmed down.
Amen.
Because the Lord allowed it. It listens to all things of nature, proclaims His glory. Amen? But the Lord says, whatever does not, cannot proclaim my glory, I'll have to burn it to the extent there was no trace. Amen?
Amen?
Now verse 3. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Not at the feet, under feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as a hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon its seed, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. Now, I want us to focus on the next three verses concerning how Apostle Paul wrote letters. Amen? Verse 5, 6, 7. Always remember, the word of God speaks to generations, to church ages, until the very last end. Verse 5. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory. Amen?
Amen.
And for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of His people.
Amen.
And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. and for strength to them to turn the battle to the gate. What Moses did, remember? To turn the battle to the gate. And he says, the spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. I just mentioned, sitteth not, speaketh not, toucheth not. Because those three are an outcome of your well-established thought. When we decided in rest, I am going to do this against the Lord. And the Lord says, sitting means resting. Apostles, when they were in the, when they were gathered in the upper room, when the mighty rushing wind filled the house, the Bible says, they were seated. Amen?
Amen?
They were seated. They were resting in the Lord, accepting what is going on, embracing the fellowship because they know exactly whom they serve.
Amen.
Seated. Sitteth. It shows our decision to sit. We are walking and some evil people come and try to bargain with us. If we tell them, okay, let's come and sit, discuss. We think I'm going to do something to them, to change them, to overcome them. You sit in the council of ungodly, thinking that you're going to change them. And after a while, they will leave a very bad stain in your heart. When we leave our life before that ungodly council, after the ungodly council would not be the same. Because the Lord knoweth when His children ought to speak. Because Spirit speaks, the Spirit controls. David escaped from Saul, remember? Jesus Christ escaped from people when they took the stone to stone him to death. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, escaped from men. Do we have to? Does he need to? No. He would not want anything, any evil power, to stop or to hinder what he is supposed to do. He was speaking, doing all things according to the perfect will of God that is being manifested in him in fullness. Whatever he said, wherever he stopped, whatever he spoke, that was the best perfect thing happened in his life that we are learning from. Now, let's read this verse 6 and verse 7. But they also have erred through wine. Through what? Through wine. The Lord says, the seventh church says, we are all going through the battle of mind. Remember? We battle in our mind. In the Old Testament, Moses, Joshua, Aaron, all the servants of God, David, they were in the battle on the field with physical enemies. It's all happening now in our mind. Because salvation is given. The quickening spirit is at work. The eternal glory is in front of us. Our Savior died for us, resurrected for us, and now we are holding onto the power of the resurrection. Amen? So all our battles have become spiritual in our mind. The Lord says, if you drink my blood, you will overcome the battle. If you drink any other wine, the Bible says, they have erred through the wine. And he says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen? The bread of life strengthens you. The mind of Christ helps you to be delivered, to be redeemed, to escape, to overcome, to come out of any valley. Because you will have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Do not ask for the way out. Ask for the mind of Christ. Drink His blood.
Amen.
Because here it says, they have erred through the wine. That's why the Bible says, wrestle not against the flesh and blood. Why? When they are drunk in the wine, give them time. Be graceful to them. Be merciful to them. They will come out. That drunkenness will be gone when they woke up. Sometimes, you know, when in my home, my father and my uncles were completely drunk. There are fights going on in the home. The next day, they would woke up as if nothing happened before. And they would say, let's have a very good breakfast. And all of us who are hurt and wounded, we would say, here we go. That's okay, forget about everything. Family is family. Praise the Lord. And we start.
Amen.
Do not hate anyone because of the wine that is controlling them. Love them because of the light that is in them.
Amen.
That wine, the Lord will remove it when He speaks the word. That dark cloud will be cast away when the pillar of cloud takes complete control of our life. All of us, every one of us, we had that wine. We had the drunkenness. And the Lord smote our head. Peter was sleeping in the prison. Angel of the Lord smote his head. Come on, wake up. That is the drunkenness. He will smote us, smote our head. But you have to ask, Lord, whenever I go drunk, smote my head. Whenever I do something against you, punish me, chasten me. Let me have the endurance and strength from you. But Lord, do not forsake me. That is the beautiful prayer we should make. Don't try to escape from the wrath of God. I pray we should embrace the wrath of God. Because embracing the wrath of God is still under the roof of His banner of love.
Amen.
He would never destroy his children. He can't. Can God kill Stephen with his children? Can God kill his servant with his servants? Happen anywhere in the Bible? All the saints of God were allowed to be killed by someone, not by the saints of God. But God allowed them to be died, to be killed as martyrs. But God cannot use his faithful servant, his vessel, to commit something evil. He can't. That is why he himself come down and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed sons of Eli. He destroyed sons of Aaron. He destroyed Uzzah. Everything that happened in the altar of the Lord. Any abomination, the sacrifice of the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to me. God will come to prove.
Amen.
Not men. Not servants. Not children.
Amen.
The Almighty will come and prove.
Amen.
Fear of God is the fear of His love.
Amen.
I pray and ask. Our fear of God should always be built upon the fear of His love. You can say, how can I fear His love? Yes, you should. He died for you. What you did. What I did.
Amen.
No matter how many times He stabbed me in the back. How many times He backslided. He pulled us out. What we did. I fear His love. I can't measure it.
Amen.
I can't measure it. Why I received a portion of His faith. Why I am exposed to the mighty Lord's agape love. I fear His love. When you have the fear of God in His love, you will escape from the wrath of God. You will continue by the grace of God. And verse 7 is the last verse for today. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink they are out of the way. If you turn to the right, turn to the left, which means the Lord says, you are drunk with some strong drink which took over your mind, and that mind is not the mind of Christ anymore. But for that reason, you have turned to your left. You have turned to your right. And He says, the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision and they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. You see, there is no place clean. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. All the earth is filled with His glory. No place without His glory. That is the fulfillment. But before that happens, the Lord says, no place on the table, it's all filthiness. When that happens, at the same time, the gathering of His saints would have been done. Continue this, verse 9. Whom shall He teach knowledge, and whom shall He make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with the stammering lips and another tongue will He speak to this people, to whom He said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So raise and pray to the Lord. We will continue next week as the Lord guides us. Amen. Lord our God, thank you Lord for the house where we can offer sacrifices. Thank you Lord for the altar where we can sing praise and worship to Thee. And that we can surrender ourselves completely to glorify Your name. Because the house is built by You. The seed sown by You. The fruit is reaped by You. And the harvest is for You, the husbandman, who will come and take all of us home. But until then, O Lord, we are not here to be a flock that would remain to be the flock of our own mind. But Lord, may You bless us to have the mind of Christ, by which we can think blessed thoughts, we can speak the words of life, we can do the works of the Lord, and we can live a life that is all about the Father's business, O Lord. Reconciling all of us back to Thee, redeeming all of us back to Thee, O Lord. bless us, O Lord, and build us to be the priesthood. Continue to sanctify us, circumcise our flesh, and burn it with your wrath of God, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Here we are. We are here to expose ourselves, to uncover our nakedness, so that our flesh can be burned in the wild fire of Holy Ghost. We have the Lord God Almighty who is with us, O Lord. All the thoughts of weariness, we rebuke in Jesus' name. All the thoughts of burdensome pain of the past, we rebuke in Jesus' name, because we are the children of God and there is no one stopping us, O Lord. We are not the sheep of this world, but we are the sheep of the Lion of Judah.
Amen.
The flock that follows the shepherd. The people of God who follow the ark. Lord, grant us the strength and courage and the boldness to utter the words like you, the Lion of Judah. Give us the strength and joy that you are always with us. May you lead us in thy journey.
Amen.
You bless us to be fasting, to eat the food, to drink the water, to drink the wrath of your wine, O Lord, for us to learn and to grow, for us to understand that the chastening of the Lord is the testimony of the love of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all the blessing that we received in our life, because you love us so much more than our mind can understand. But Lord, when we have the mind of Christ, when we see things in glory, O Lord, the words cannot describe our longing to see you, Lord. Come, Lord, quickly and take us home. And may you bless us to glorify your name, to be a testimony unto thee in the land where we are all planted, to be the trees of the Lord that is full of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, dear brethren.